very cool. You know, obviously, only been in the league for 3 years. You know, second year as a starter, me and Brandon both. So it's, you know, it's an honor, obviously.
I know you're a team guy, but this, you know, reflects the individual. Can you talk about that?
I mean, I think quarterback position is a little bit different. You know, it takes, you know, all 10 guys on offense to make it happen. So it starts with the offensive line, and then, you know, trickles down to the receivers and everyone doing their job. So, you know, there's a lot of people I got to thank for this.
If you would have looked at it 9 months ago, you know, you just found out you had diabetes. Brandon was in a giant cast on his arm. Would you have thought this was possible 9 months
ago? Yeah, I mean, I always felt confident about it. You know, I knew what I could do on a football field. It was just a matter of, you know, getting myself healthy, getting Brandon healthy, you know, finding the right pieces offensively, which I think we did, you know, with Casey and both Ryans and Eddie and getting Stoke back and all those guys. So, you know, it's a process.
Does it give you a greater appreciation because of what you guys have both been through?
You know, I mean, I feel good about it. It's, you know, I think everyone goes through some trials and tribulations. It's just, you know, you got to find a way through it.
The fact that you are chosen for this, what does that speak for you as far as your status amongst the AFC quarterbacks and just as far as just in general being kind of viewed as more of the AFC elite?
I mean, that's what it means. You know, you are voted on, you know, by the fans and then with the coaches and your fellow players. So, I mean, obviously they think highly of me, they think highly of Brandon and everyone else that got voted. So, you know, it's the highest honor I think you can get in the NFL at this point.
Were you surprised Ryan Clady wasn't named?
I was. You know, I was a little bit surprised. I mean, I think, you know, some of the competition that he's went against week in, week out, and, you know, the high level that he's played at, I was surprised he wasn't on the list.
Jay, where were you when you got the call, and who did you contact first?
I contacted my dad. I mean, I was at home just waiting around because the Broncos said that they'd probably find out early in the morning. So just waiting around to see what would happen, and I think Brandon probably called me first before anybody else.
When you talk to him, I mean, the two of you being friends, I mean, what's that going to be like, you two guys going there?
I mean, it means a lot, you know. I mean, I had a good feeling Brandon would be nominated. Wasn't really for sure about myself. So, you know, for both of us to come in the same year and, you know, kind of have success and grow together, it means a lot.
Given the attendance at the Pro Bowl, which usually isn't 100%, what do you think the odds of you, Brett, and Peyton actually being together? What does that mean for you if you were to have those two guys?
You know, it'd be nice. I mean, just to be around those guys for a week and just see how they operate on a day-to-day basis and how they prepare for games. And, I mean, obviously the intensity level's down a little bit. Just to I think Peyton will probably go if he's healthy. You know, Brett, it's not really his thing, so we'll see if he shows or not.
There was a lot of competition at your position. Do you think there was a particular game or anything, you know, early season run you had?
You were
scoring 40 a game.
Nah, I don't think it's anything to do with early. You know, I mean, we beat some teams here as of late. You know, we went to the East Coast a lot. You know, it's just one of those things. You never really know exactly what people are going to vote for. You know, people look at different stats and different wins, and, you know, the quarterback position is kind of hard.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
I have not.
Are you looking forward to that?
I am. It'll be fun.
How many people do you think you're going to take? Friends, family, teammates?
The list is growing, I think, by the hour. So Vic's already been contacting me. He wants to go, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, you're expecting a big hit in the wallet, too. I mean, the other two, this could be the last Pro Bowl in Hawaii.
Yeah. You know, it's an honor. I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, to get to go over there and be surrounded by the caliber of guys and guys all across the league that, you know, play at such high level. It's going to be fun.
You said Brandon was the first guy to kind of call you. He's talked about this for a while. What do you think this means to him?
It's huge. You know, I think all the ups and downs that Brandon's went through and, you know, being criticized and, you know, drug through the mud a little bit, I think it means a lot to him, you know, and I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him, you know, because this offseason I think it was extremely rough for him. You know, we were all knew that what kind of guy he was and what he meant to us. So it's I'm really proud of the guy.
And quickly, Jay, just about your reason being here tonight and what's all involved with that.
Yeah, I mean, this is Brandon's deal. I mean, obviously, I'm involved with Reverend Kelly, but Brandon's been working with him all summer long. He put this thing together, so I'm just down here to show my support.
It's a contrast, really. I mean, it's an individual award, and you're celebrating it by giving back, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's kind of been Brandon. He's been kind of under the radar doing this, you know, all year long. Not a lot of people know about it, so he's making strides, you know, he's doing the right thing, and he's giving back to the community.